Right, for this next part of the service, I need some volunteers. So what I need is two teams of four people each. So we've got four down here. Who could be one team? So come up, all of you. Now, are any of the girls in the brownies or rainbows happy to come up? So come and stand up here. Right, we need one more person. Excellent. Thank you, Kathy. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a kind of team game together, which requires you all to be a bit active. So what I'd like you to do is this team, we need to stand in a line here behind each other, and this team do the same thing over here. So move over slightly, just so you don't crash into each other. Now, okay. Has everyone here heard of the game Over and Under?
Yeah.
Good. Right, well, I'll explain it anyway, just in case anyone doesn't know. Basically, what you need to do, the first person in each team, you have to pass the ball over your head to the next person, then that person pass it through their legs to the next person, then over your head, and then when the person at the back gets the ball, they have to come to the front, try not to fall off the steps, and then do the same thing. And then you keep doing that until you're in the same order that you started in. Does that make sense? Good. Right, and it's not gonna just be these guys that are doing the work. We need some help from all of you as well. So what I'm gonna do, because we're not quite evenly split either side, if we kind of split you about here somewhere, I don't know which way you want to go. So everyone on this side, I want you to cheer for this team. So you can cheer, shout, clap, stamp your feet, whatever you want to do. This side, you're cheering for this team. Okay? So before we start, we'll just practice that. So let's have, from this side, a cheer for this team. Right. I think we could do a bit better than that. Let's try that again. Let's have a cheer for this team. Okay. Did you think that was good? You're loving it. Okay, good. Right. Now, let's see if the other side can do any better. Let's have a cheer for this team. Ooh. I think they're beating you this side. You're going to have to be louder when you do the game. Okay. Are both teams ready? So remember, you're as loud as you can, your team. So I'll give you 3, 2. So you go over first. So ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Right, so this team over here were the winners. So round of applause for this team. Now, what I want to say to you is, when you're doing that game, your side of the congregation that were cheering for you, how do you think they did? Were they good? Did they help you? Did you find them encouraging?
Yeah, they were good.
They were good. Right. What do you think about your side of the congregation? Do you think they were good? Yeah, they helped you? Good. Right. What we have. Because we like having prizes here, we've got a prize for the winning team to share between themselves. So we have some jelly babies. So there you go. And because we don't like people to go home empty-handed, we've also got one for the other team as well. So we don't do losers in this place. Okay, so thank you guys for taking part, and thank you to you all for your support. Now, today we've got two quite big events going on around here. One of them some of you might have seen on TV before you came here, and one of them is quite local to us, and it's taking place this afternoon. Now, can anyone tell me what those events are? Marcus? Yep, London Marathon's one of those, so some of you might have seen some of that on TV. Anyone else? Some of the guiding groups are taking part in the other one, so. Yep, St. George's Day Parade, excellent. Now, both of these events, even though they're quite different in a lot of respects, they have one thing in common with each other. Both of those attract quite large crowds to the event who show their support to the people taking part. And obviously, I don't know if anyone here has ever taken part in a marathon before. Oh, we've got one over here. Was it the London one or? All right, excellent. Fantastic. Now, obviously, I'm sure you'll agree that taking part in a marathon is a very hard thing to do. And a lot of people like really find it difficult and really struggle at certain points. And like these two teams said, you know, they said that their sides of the congregation were really helpful and encouraged them and supported them. A lot of people that take part in the marathon say that, you know, the people that come along to support are really supportive and encourage them along the way, and it helps them to get to the finish. I've got a couple of quotes here from that I just found on the internet from people who have run the London Marathon. So, the first one here says, "The reason the London Marathon is the best in the world is quite simply because of the crowd support. They are truly amazing." The second one says, "London is absolutely amazing. All of the crowds call your names and cheer, and the noise is incredible." And the last one says, "I went through some really hard times yesterday, but the crowds just keep you going." Now, I think it's fair to say that those people would find it a lot harder if they didn't have the crowd there to support them. I think if they were just running on their own, then, you know, it'd be really difficult, and they'd find it much more difficult. And the same goes for the St. George's Day Parade as well. I think, you know, I've taken part in it a long time ago, and I think it's really good to, you know, when you're doing the event, to have a crowd that is there supporting you and cheering you along. And I think people that have taken part in it would agree that it'd be a lot more boring and a lot less fun to do it without them. And just like in these events that we've talked about, it's great to have a crowd there to support us and encourage us along the way. And just like that, we've also got a loving God in our Christian lives who does exactly the same thing for us. So what I'm going to do now is read a couple of readings to you which talk about this. The first one is from one of the most well-known psalms in the Bible, Psalm 23. And the second is a message from Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. So the first reading is Psalm 23, and it's the whole psalm, verses 1 to 6. "The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in fields of green grass and leads me to quiet pools of fresh water. He gives me new strength. He guides me in the right paths, as he has promised. Even if I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me. You prepare a banquet for me where all my enemies can see me. You welcome me as an honoured guest and fill my cup to the brim. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and your house will be my home as long as I live. The second reading is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and put it on you, and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest. For the yoke I give you is easy, and the load I will put on you is light. Both of the readings that we heard just before that hymn are great sources of encouragement. Now, we don't always have to be running a marathon or anything like that to feel tired. Sometimes there's times where we feel very tired out from things going on in our everyday lives, such as work, school, and so on. But when we feel like that, or feel that, you know, things are going wrong and not quite to plan, all we have to do is turn to God. As the psalm that we read said, it guides us in the right paths and at the same time gives us rest and new strength. It's there to help us with any of our problems, encourage us along the way, and protect us from bad things. And in the reading from Matthew that we heard, Jesus again mentioned the same promise. If we feel tired out, we can turn to him and he'll take that load from us. The reading mentions a yoke, and I think people that know more than me will probably correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's like kind of a beam of wood that you carry over your shoulders that you use to carry loads along. Is that right? Good. And what Jesus said is that if we feel that ours is heavy, then he will take that off of us and give us his, which is so much lighter and so much easier for us to bear. And so what we have to remember is that just as people who take part in these big parades and marathons and things like that say, they say how great and noisy the crowd was, and just as marathon runners say that how the crowd kept them going and encouraged them when they felt like they couldn't go on anymore, God does the same thing for us. He gives us encouragement and gives us the strength to carry on, and we can place all of our problems into his hands, and he'll always help us along the way. God doesn't just do this once or twice. He promises this forever. That's the promise that he's given us. And as it says in the last verse of Psalm 23, it says, I know that your goodness and love will be with me all of my life, and your house will be my home as long as I live.